Chief Health Promotion Officer in the Ministry of Health, Wellness and the Environment, Shanika John, urged parents, guardians and teachers to be vigilant when school reopens, as the nation's children are vulnerable to COVID-19. Ms. John said everyone should ensure that their children are protected, and she noted that the COVID-19 safety protocols can also help to prevent the spread of other diseases.
School is about to open very soon, so we are really making an appeal to those persons, parents, guardians, teachers, caretakers, to make sure that they are completely vigilant during this time, especially where our children are concerned. We do want to encourage the mask wearing and the frequent sanitization. I know there are some new protocols in place as well for those persons, for teachers in particular, which we could talk about at another time as we get closer to that. But we really want people to be mindful. As parents, this is an opportunity for you to ensure that your children have sufficient masks and hand sanitizers. And this is important for you to constantly remind your child as it relates to COVID-19. And the funny thing is, a lot of the precautionary measures from COVID-19 still applies to other infectious diseases, such as monkeypox. So as we're going into that particular phase as well, it's important for us to remember to wash our hands, to clean our workspaces, to ensure that we keep our distance as much as possible, and also to stay at home if you're not feeling well, if you have symptoms.
That is Shanika John, the Chief Health Promotion Officer in the Ministry of Health, Wellness and the Environment. In the region, in Trinidad and Tobago, 5 more people have died from COVID-19-related illness, raising the death toll to 4,100 since the first infection in the Twin Island Republic in March 2020. That's according to the latest COVID-19 update issued by the Ministry of Health. A total of 187 new cases were also recorded from samples taken between August 19th and 20th. The update from the Ministry of Health also indicates that there were 215 people hospitalized because of the virus, with 7 in the intensive care unit and 13 in the high dependency unit at the Coover Hospital and multi-training facility. Internationally, more than 5 million people have been ordered to undergo COVID-19 testing in the coastal Chinese city of Xiamen this week after some 40 cases of the virus were detected. But they're not the only ones who have been ordered to get tested. An official notice states that some forms of sea life are also expected to join the latest mass testing drive. In recent weeks, Xiaomen's Himeni Maritime Pandemic Control District Committee issued a notice saying that when fishermen return to their ports, both fishermen and their seafood must be tested. The result has been that in the midst of this latest outbreak, video footage has appeared on multiple social media platforms, including Douyin, China's social version of TikTok, showing medical workers giving PCR tests to live fish and crabs. I'm Leslie DeBeek with today's COVID-19 update.